Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule today to join us on our weekly marketing session. This is the Power Is Now Facebook Live marketing session, and I'm excited about our guest, Robin Davis, who is an agent with the Power Is Now. We're going to be talking about some great market areas, great affordability for first-time home buyers, for just really anybody looking to get started. Northern California is just on fire, folks. It really is. It's on fire, and it's very difficult to find anything in Northern California that's affordable. But the opportunity is there. It really is. And you just have to have the right agent that you're working with. And you got to know what's going on in the market area. And Robin Davis is one person that really knows what's happening. And she's going to be sharing with us today about some opportunities in Northern California, particularly Pittsburgh and Antioch. For those of you who are visiting with us for the first time, my name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And every week we are live on Facebook on Tuesdays. At 12:30, we have our Power Lunch, where we're talking about industry-related information and about what's happening at the Power Is Now. On Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we have our Power Is Now online Facebook, our Power Is Now Facebook Live, that is, first-time homebuyer seminar. And I'm excited about the seminar. It's been going on for a while now, and we continue to have people joining and sharing the online seminar. It's helping a lot of people, and it's just not a week that goes by where we do not have clients reaching out to us for more information about how to take advantage of some of the great programs that we talk about on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then every Thursday at 12:30, we are live on Facebook, and we have the Power Is Now Real Estate Marketing Session. Now, the Real Estate Marketing Session is not just for listing agents. If you are a listing agent, please come on. We want to hear about your listings. Share them on the screen. Share them live here on Blog Talk Radio. Also for buyer's agents. And so if you're looking for buyers to buy in your community, you should know what's going on in your community. You should know about new developments that are happening in your community. You may know about great deals that are going on in your community, folks. There's a lot of great information, a lot of great information that's happening with the Power Is Now and our marketing session. And so we hope to be able to share that information with you each and every week. Each and every week, we're talking about what's going on when it comes to real estate in Southern California and what's happening right now with the Power Is Now and the agents we have working with us to sell real estate and to put buyers into homes. Now, before we get into the particulars, I want to share some information about our company for compliance purposes. The Power Is Now is a media company. That's who we are. Have been a media company since 2009, but we're also a real estate company and a mortgage company. And so our license number for the real estate company is, California, State of California, 198-0407. That's for the state of California. 198-0407, and I am the broker for the Power Is Now Real Estate Services, and very proud to be so. And then we have the Power Is Now Mortgage Services, and our license with the NMLS is 1435243, and that's again 1435243, and I am the broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services as well. And again, very proud to be so. My individual license number for the MLS is 461807 as the broker for the mortgage services. And my individual license number as a broker for the real estate company is 0114-34-84. 0114-34-84. So, that's about the company. Please go to thepowersnow.com and check out more about the Power Is Now, what we're doing, what we're up to. And I assure you that you will be kind of overwhelmed initially. We have the radio show, we have the magazine, online TV, lots of real estate resources available to you. And we provide services, particularly for those who are interested in just getting their finances together, getting their credit together, saving money. We have the Home Buyers Club, and you can find that at neverrentagain.com, neverrentagain.com. You can get the help you need to improving your credit score, to saving money, setting up a budget, all those wonderful things. Now, before we bring our guest, Robin Davis, on, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. So if you actually want to call in and speak to us, you can do so. The telephone number is 323-843-6082. That's 323-843-6082. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/thepowersnow, and you can actually hear us live streaming through Blog Talk Radio. So we're live on Facebook, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so let's bring on our guest, Robin Davis, real estate agent extraordinaire out of Antioch, California. Welcome, Robin, to the Power Is Now marketing session.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome, Robin. And first, let's tell our audience, first give them your full name, contact information, and your license number, as we're required to do so. And then I want you to tell our audience a little bit about yourself, because you live in Antioch.
Yes, okay, my name is Robin Davis. My license number is 01971982. My contact number is area code 925-565-4848.
All right. So, Robin, you have been with us now for just under a year, I think, right? Has it been a year?
Yeah, now.
Oh, my goodness, man. It's crazy how time flies, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, 1 year with the company, but how long have you been a resident of Antioch?
Oh, boy. Probably about 10 to 12 years now. I'm losing count.
Well, it's a great...
I've been in one spot in Antioch that, for the total time, so I'm losing count. But, yeah, probably over 12 years.
Okay. Well, great. Great. So, you know Antioch. What do you like the most about the city of Antioch?
I like that it's away from the city, being San Francisco and Oakland, so it's away from the city, but not too far where you can still go there and enjoy all the amenities that San Francisco and Oakland have to offer, entertainment, shows, sports. So, and I'm so excited about BART being extended. Two stations are finally opening up. This month, the grand opening, the extension is going to Pittsburgh and then to Antioch. The station stops in what we call Bay Point. And then, so now they're extending it further down Highway 4. For those who are familiar with Highway 4, you know we need that because it gets pretty congested during commute hours.
Well,
so
I'm excited
about that.
That's great. So how long does it take you to get there on BART typically?
Say if you want to go to downtown San Francisco,
yeah, mm-hmm.
About an hour.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they have a direct train, so it's about an hour.
Well, that's fantastic.
Not direct, I'm sorry. Where you don't have to transfer. It does make stops along the way, of course.
I see. Okay. All right, great. Well, today we're going to be talking about Pittsburgh and Antioch, and Pittsburgh is a neighboring city?
Right next door, yeah.
Okay, well, Sarah, tell us what you got.
Okay, well, I was showing houses one Saturday afternoon in Pittsburgh, and I drove past a new community that I didn't even know was there. I'm like, oh, so being curious, I had to stop. So I'm going to share my screen now.
Okay. We're not up yet, so just hit on the share button, and then you should be able to play.
I'm sorry, it says disabled.
Oh, my goodness.
From sharing.
Hey, technology.
Is it something?
Technology. You can't live with it. You can't live without it, right? Robin, you're going to have to talk us through it now. Uh-oh.
You can't disable it?
Okay, so let's see here. You have a video, right? Why don't you put it in the chat room? Give me the link to the video, and I'll see if I can pull it up. And we can talk about this new development in Pittsburgh. And so you were able to get one of the promotional videos for the area, right, or for the project.
Yeah, I did. Okay. So let me start talking while I'm doing that.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Okay, so the name of the community is called Waterstone.
Okay.
And Waterstone is located in Pittsburgh, and they have been open. Their grand opening was in May, I believe May this year. Waterstone has four home plans.
Mm-hmm.
The Agassi, 1,846 square feet. The Burl, 1,966 square feet. The Crystal, which is 2,036 square feet. And the Diamond, which is 2,484 square feet.
Now, I like a lot of space. Tell me, let's start from the biggest and go down. Tell me about the Diamond.
Okay, the Diamond has five bedrooms, 3.5 baths.
Okay.
It's two stories. You can the fifth bedroom can be an optional loft if you like. Many home designs are doing that now, giving you the optional fifth bedroom or a loft.
Okay. Wow, five bedrooms. That's pretty big.
Yes, it is. And I should mention that the price ranges, they're not the least expensive homes in Pittsburgh and Antioch. So they range from $549,500 to $615,000. But they're beautiful, brand new homes with loads of upgrades that come standard, as in stainless steel appliances in the kitchen, the flooring, just the light fixtures. Just a lot of things are standard, whereas you would have to go in and, you know, pick it from the showroom and add it. But then, of course, you can upgrade, you know, your yard, your window coverings, and that type of thing.
So the smallest properties, I think you said one was 1,863 square feet, right?
Correct.
Okay, so... Okay, and how many bedrooms is that?
Yes, that is four bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And by the way, the next, the three smallest all have four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and then the largest one is the big one with the five bedrooms.
Okay, so they will obviously cooperate with brokers, right? So
that's the first thing they do if you bring in a client.
Right.
I did bring in clients with me because we were out looking, but it was a little out of their price range. So, anyway.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised that new construction in Antioch is in the 550 to 615 range. And anyone complaining about that right now, they're probably going to regret if they don't move on something new like that because it's just going to go up. It's going to go up because property values are just, they're continuing to rise, and we don't see any end in sight of what's going on in Northern California, largely due to the lack of inventory that's in the area.
Yeah, I wish they were building more homes. I really do, but I don't know. We're running out of space, but we have to keep going further where Brentwood is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep going further. That's what they seem to do. But when you go further, you're making the commute longer, you know, because to be honest with you, I think most people that live in Antioch, Pittsburgh, and own homes here, the majority probably don't work here.
Right. They commute. Well, what is the commute right now?
Well, I can say firsthand, when I used to commute from San Francisco, to San Francisco, excuse me, it was a little over an hour because of doing a commute hour. I was like a 9-to-5 person, so that's the most popular time. So you have more people getting on the train to take a little longer. Whereas if you would go to San Francisco on the weekend, you could probably get there in 58 minutes.
Right, right.
Under an hour, a little under an hour. So it's tiring, and driving is a whole other thing. I don't know. I wouldn't personally drive to San Francisco from here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on where you work. If you work downtown, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you work somewhere off of major transportation in San Francisco, then you probably have to drive.
Now, I'm looking at the data from the CRMLS, and it shows in 2013, you could have purchased a home in Antioch for about $250,000. And today, the medium sales price in Antioch in April of 2013. And April of 2018, the medium sales price is $470,000. That's the medium sales price. And that's for a single family. That's for attached and detached. If we go detached, then it's about the same. It's about the same. So that's been the history, going from, 250 to $470,000. And you've been there for over 12 years, you've seen this kind of rise in value in Antioch.
Yes, I have. I experienced it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
But with the thing of the medium price, you said it's 470?
Yeah, 470 for Antioch.
I thought it would be lower than that for all, the medium price of homes, because when I was looking for clients, I would have to stay under the 400,000 range, and I was finding plenty of homes,
mm-hmm.
but so was everyone else.
Right, right. So I don't know. Let's take a look here in terms of listings. Right now, this is according to MLS. Wow, there's not a whole lot of listings. Right. So I know that CRMLS doesn't cover all of that area. What is the MLS for that area? I believe it's Bridge, right?
Bridge MLS.
Yeah, Bridge MLS. And so
yes, I have one up.
We may have more data as to what the market is going, what's happening in that area. So did they tell you where they're at in terms of the number of properties they have for sale in this new development?
I was just looking on the MLS before we started, and I've seen quite a few of the properties pending already. So it's sold and pending. I don't know what stage they are on their phases, but when I was on the location, they were still putting down some foundations. They were still, and so it looks like from what I could see, maybe half are completed, and they're still working on half. They have a lot to go.
All right. Well, maybe we can get the someone from the builder on the show and to talk about their project in more detail. So when do you plan to head back out there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe in the next week or so.
So the clients you showed the property are not, this was a little bit out of their price range.
Yes, it was. We were just being nosy.
Well, hey, now being nosy has led to being able to being nosy has led to an opportunity to talk about it here on our show. So,
I have the video.
Yes, in fact, let me pull it up. And so, folks,
I have a little something to say.
Okay, I'm going to set it up right now, and we'll share the screen and get it going. Give me 1 second here. I love technology.
It works always.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go, folks. Check this out.
Waterstone offers floor elegant home design. Talk about Adachi. Personally, 826 square feet. This is a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath. The kitchen is beautiful, and those were standards.
Wow.
Yeah. This is an optional loft, so even though it's 4-bedroom, they decided to choose 3 bedrooms and a loft on this design here.
Mm-hmm. What is the lot size?
Okay. The lot size on that floor plan is 2,599
square feet. Wow, this is very nice.
Yes,
I love it.
The flooring, and I think that was an upgrade downstairs on the flooring, though, that hardwood. So, I also wanted to say, the four elegant home designs within a desirable setting near shopping, dining, commute routes, and bars, including the extension that I was speaking of earlier. They're minutes away from that extension. It's also near the Pittsburgh Marina with Delta Recreation, including the famous annual seafood festival every year. It's becoming pretty famous in Pittsburgh. Put Pittsburgh on the map. Just
popped
out now.
Wow, that is that's great. Let me stop sharing my screen.
Yeah.
So, folks, this is definitely something you should check out. We're looking in the $549,000 to $615,000 price range. We're going to reach out to Heritage at North Village and see if they'll come on, and maybe we can work a deal for Powers Now listeners and buyers, right? That would be great if we could work something out.
These are Discovery Homes, by the way. Discovery Build. It's the builder.
That's the builder. Okay, Discovery Homes. Well, Robin, we need to continue to get the word out about this program or these great houses. I love the open floor plan. Did you find the lot size?
Yes, the lot size on the Agassi that we were looking at was 2,599 square feet.
Okay. Wow. So small lots. These are like, that's almost like a zero lot line.
And if you look at I would call this a courtyard setting. The houses, you know, the proximity of the houses, there's like a courtyard setting, I would call that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Less yards you have, less yards to maintain.
That's for sure. All right. So, Robin, if someone wanted to reach out to you about this property and maybe just learning more about Antioch, why don't you provide your telephone number and email address where they can reach you?
Sure. If anyone would like to see this property, I would be glad to accompany you over. And my number is 925-565-4848. Email Robin.Davis@thepowersnow.com.
All right.
I almost forgot the dot.
Robin.Davis@thepowersnow.com. You have her telephone number. Folks, please reach out to Robin if you're interested in buying or selling in Antioch, Pittsburgh. In fact, Robin, did you have something you want to show us on Pittsburgh as well? We have a few more minutes.
Well, that was Pittsburgh.
Oh, that was Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yes, that was Pittsburgh. And yes, that's what I have prepared. I don't have anything else prepared right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. And
sure.
Folks, you can actually read more about Antioch and Pittsburgh and other cities in our magazine, The Power Is Now magazine. You can find that on our website, thepowersnow.com. Look on the homepage and you'll see the magazine. We have within the magazine also, you'll find a real estate magazine as well as the national magazine. And the real estate magazine will show some of the listings that we have here at The Power Is Now. Well, Robin, thank you again for taking time to talk about what's going on in your market area. And folks, if you're interested in learning more, reach out to Robin or to myself. I'll be happy to make the connection so that you can get engaged and find a home of your dreams or your starter home. And get in while the getting is good. I mean, new homes construction is on the rise. It's still not happening as quickly as we all like it to happen. We need more homes in the market in order to bring some equilibrium in the marketplace. Right now, the supply is significantly low and demand is high. And as long as that balance is off, we're going to see property values continue to rise. And we really don't see any end in sight. In fact, please check out the last few blogs, both on ActiveRank, for those of you who are real estate professionals, and on our website, the Power Is Now blog. And also in the magazine, we're writing about inventory and the challenges that California is facing right now. There is, folks, a housing crisis happening in California. And in fact, if you would like to know the state of California's position on the matter, you can go to our website under thepowersnow.com. And under the homepage, you'll see real estate resources. You can't miss it. Real estate resources. And you'll see on the very first tab, the state of California housing crisis and the plan to address it. And so the state does a great job in breaking down the issues and why they exist. And it's some great information. I encourage you to go to the homepage, thepowersnow.com, and click on the real estate resources, and you'll find it called the California State of California Housing Crisis. It's about a 60-page presentation about what's happening in California. Well, I appreciate those of you who are live with us on Facebook and also on Block Talk Radio to share this link and share the radio presentation as well. We're live on Block Talk Radio, and so anytime you want to join us on our marketing session and talk to us live, you can just call in at 323-843-6082. Again, we're live on Block Talk Radio, or you can ask your questions right in the chat room on Facebook. Good to see Sylvia Young in the house with us, and we appreciate all of those of you who have been following us on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook, share the video. Also, we are on YouTube. Please subscribe to us on YouTube and just continue to help us get the word out about real estate and the opportunities to buy on our weekly marketing session on Thursdays at 12:30. Well, final announcement is I am going to be in Oakland on I'll be in Oakland on the 15th, I believe, of this month. That's next Tuesday. And so looking to connect with some of my partners out there, we'll be conducting a first-time homebuyer seminars at Joe Fisher Realtors and 180 Broadway in Richmond, California from 7 to 9 p.m. It's being advertised right now in the, I believe it's called The Post in Oakland, California. It's a black newspaper. So please come and join us if you can. And listen to the presentation, connect with Joe Fisher and his great team of agents out there in Richmond, California. I'll be coming back here to Los Angeles, and here in Los Angeles, we'll be conducting a seminar on the 19th of, that's a Saturday, at New Testament Church on the 19th from 11 to 1 p.m. And again, please come out. If you are at all connected with a church, you would like me to come out and talk about the state of housing, about wealth through real estate, and the various programs that require no money down to own a home, please invite me out. I come at my own expense. You don't have to pay for anything. I even bring food and refreshments. And so this is, we're working with churches, you know, across the state to be able to get this information out. Also, too, Robin, we're looking to do something with a church in Antioch. And so we're reaching out to pastors out there in Antioch, see if they want to put on a seminar to help their members buy instead of rent in Antioch while they attend the church, their local churches in Antioch. All right, Robin, any final words or comments for our audience before we call it another show?
Sure. Maybe the next time I'm on, maybe I'll have some video of that inaugural ride on that BART extension.
That'd be great. In fact, let's do that. So when will the BART, they're constructing it right now? When will it be up?
Oh, yeah, it's been going on for years. They're due to open this month.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we'll be looking forward to that video of the inaugural ride on BART from Antioch. Well, again, thank you, Robin, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining us on the Power is Now marketing session.
Bye.
Bye-bye. For those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for joining us today. And please reach out to us every Tuesday every Tuesday at 12:30. We have the Power is Now marketing session. at 7:30 that evening, our first-time homebuyer seminar, and on Thursdays at 12:30, our marketing session for real estate professionals and consumers who are looking to buy and sell homes. Have a wonderful evening. Talk to you soon.